A member of the Bali Nine returns to Australia after 13 years in an Indonesian prison. Labor unveils a new energy plan. And Julia Gillard calls for more action to boost female participation in grassroots sport. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Renee Lawrence is back in Australia after spending 13 years behind bars in an Indonesian prison. Lawrence was a member of the so-called Bali Nine. Nine Australians found guilty of attempting to smuggle more than 8 kilograms of heroin out of Indonesia in 2005. She was originally given a 20-year sentence but received numerous reductions for good behaviour. Lawrence is the first of the Bali Nine released from prison, but before she integrates back into Australian life, she may have to answer to New South Wales Police over 2 arrest warrants that have been outstanding since her arrest in Bali. One relates to a high-speed chase in a stolen car on the state's central coast. A man who spent 20 years in jail over the killing of one of the country's top policemen has been found not guilty of the murder after a retrial. A jury in the ACT Supreme Court determined David Eastman did not murder senior Australian Federal Police officer Colin Winchester nearly 3 decades ago. The not guilty verdict marked the end of a 6-month trial and nearly a week of deliberating. Mr. Eastman spent 19 years in jail after a first trial found him guilty of shooting Mr. Winchester as he got out of his car near his house in 1989. Australian-born extremists could be stripped of their citizenship under radical changes being considered by the federal government. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is looking at ways to deport terrorists who are entitled to citizenship in another country. News Corp reports the majority of the 400 people monitored by authorities are either dual citizens or entitled to foreign citizenship. Mr. Dutton has told Macquarie Radio he doesn't want anyone in Australia who seeks to cause harm to people.
Well, you can take citizenship away from somebody as long as you don't render them stateless. We've cancelled visas at a record rate so that we can kick criminals out of the country, and we should be cancelling citizenship of terrorists and people that would seek to do us harm because we don't want them here.
The federal opposition is promising to invest $200 million to subsidise the installation of home batteries to store energy from solar panels. The plan would see Labor cut the upfront cost of buying and installing batteries for 100,000 homes, earning less than $180,000 from 2020. Labor's energy spokesman Mark Butler has told the ABC, aside from increasing jobs, the plan has a number of advantages. The Smart Energy Council estimates new household battery systems, when linked to solar panels, would help homes save more than 60% on their power bills. Former Prime Minister Julia Gillard says more needs to be done to boost female participation in community-level sport. Her comments came during the inaugural Prime Minister's Sporting Oration aimed at supporting grassroots sport. Ms Gillard says more women are participating in traditionally male-dominated sports, but local clubs are struggling to keep up with demand and provide appropriate facilities.
Things like female changing rooms are important, but including women takes more than that. Many mums are reluctant to get involved in sport themselves because they are usually the primary caregiver and do not have time to train or play because of the kids.
Let's look at the weather for the rest of today. In Perth, a possible late shower or storm, 29 degrees. Showers in Adelaide and 18. In Melbourne, showers increasing later and 16. Rain increasing for Hobart, 15 degrees. Showers also in the capital, Canberra, 17 degrees. In Wollongong, becoming windy with possible dust, 24 degrees. In Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Much the same for Newcastle, but sunny and 27. Showers and a possible storm in Brisbane and 29 degrees. It's mostly sunny in Cairns today and 34. And it's partly cloudy in Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.